Hello and welcome back to our study of Penina Halacha, the teachings of Eliezer Melamed, Shlita. Find ourselves here at the end of a week, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tazria. For those who are keeping score, it's a very rare Haftorah that is read this Shabbos, because usually when Tazria and Metzorah together, we have that Haftorah, or it falls on one of the special Shabboses. But it's not the most rare Haftorah. The most rare Haftorah is going to come up after Pesach, which we'll cover then. Apologies, you are not mistaken. There was no episode drop yesterday. There was a production issue. The production issue being that I didn't produce one. We are getting closer to Pesach, so obviously things are getting a little bit more busy and hectic. So I'm concluding this week, and next week I hope to be able to put out what I can. And we'll take a little break for Yontif, but I just wanted to certainly finish this chapter we've been learning, and we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Seren Daniel Shimon Ben Harav Doron Vesheli Hashem Yakom Damo. Please do something, a mitzvah, some Torah, learn in his memory, and of course keep davening for Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, Refuah Shalem for all those who need, and a safe return of all of our hostages. So we were talking about the mitzvah of Macha, of protesting when you see wrongdoing. Kaasher anshei hashilton misnagin shelo kashura, chatom gadol ma'od, b'bnei shatzibur lomed me'erchoseihem v'nigur amachanhigeim ha'ra'im. When people are in positions of power, government, when they behave inappropriately, if they're not conducting themselves in a proper manner, it's a very grave sin, because then the community, the public, learns from their ways, and they may even follow in their ways. B'nosof l'kach, furthermore, since they have a tremendous amount of power, so then their reach and the damage they could do is great. Sometimes there is thieving, bribery, embezzlement, things that they do to inherit their own wealth, for their own benefit. B'chach musupar b'talmud, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, She'omer Rabbi Zera l'Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Simon, Tochechas anshei beiso shel resh gelusa amaseim haraim. You have to give rebuke to the household of the exilarch for their evil ways. Kanir l'Rabbi Simon ha'yikshar mimam. It seems that Rabbi Simon had some sort of connection with them. L'chein dorish Rabbi Zera m'Rabbi Simon l'hochicham. Therefore, Rabbi Zera asked him, since you have a connection with them, you have to give them tochecha. Honor lo Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon answered, they don't listen to me. They don't accept my rebuke. So why should I waste my time doing so? Furthermore, people who are in positions of power, they don't like being told what to do. They don't like when people tell them they're doing something wrong. And therefore, it'll cost the person who rebukes them or goes against them will pay a heavy price. A personal price. So Rav Simon said, if they're not going to accept the tochacha, they're not going to accept the rebuke, then there is no point in going. Rav Zera answered him, he says, even if they won't accept it, you still have an obligation to give tochacha. And Rav Acha said, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'olam lo yatsa mida tova min HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chaza ba l'ra chutz medavar zeh. Nothing has ever, no good measure has ever come from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and return, except for this. Kolomar, la'achar shiyotis min ha'shamayim hara tova. Once a good ruling comes out from the heavens, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chozer mimenu, Hashem doesn't retract. Chutz miyukashim b'du b'man l'shem shiyachul l'hochich ha'saratim l'hochichu. The only exception to this is when there are people who are in a position to give tochacha, and they didn't do so. And this is how it was in the time when Hashem made gzeira for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. At first, Hashem only wanted to punish those who were wicked, the evildoers. But later on, that decision was changed or amended, and even the righteous people were afflicted as well, because they had the ability to speak out against the Rishoyim, and they didn't do so. V'zeu shene'emar, v'yomer Hashem elav avor b'socha ir b'socha Yushalayim, V'svisa tav al matzvchos harashim and anachim and anachim al toy devos and asa b'socha. Pasukin Yecheskel says you have to go throughout Yerushalayim and you have to speak out about, again, all the toivos, all the terrible things that were done in its midst. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, Hashem says to Gabriel, the angel, Lech reshoma mitzchon shel sadikim tayov shel dio. Go write on the foreheads of the righteous people some sort of mark and ink. Shel yishaltu behem malachi chavala. Almost like we have on Pesach, that they destroying angels shouldn't affect them if they have this mark. And on the foreheads of the wicked, marks of blood. So then the destroying angels will know whom to affect. The attribute of justice said to God, what is the difference between these and those? The answer was, well, these are fully righteous people, and these are fully evil people. These righteous people had the opportunity, they had the responsibility, the obligation to speak up, to protest, and they didn't do so. But it was known, they said, the reply was, that if they would have protested, nobody would have listened. If they said to Hashem, if in front of you this is known, then who does know? Pasuk continues in Yecheskel. So the upshot of this take in the Medrash and in the Gemara and in the Psukim is that, ultimately speaking, the righteous people were killed. They were affected by the Churban Beis HaMikdash because they had the opportunity to speak up against evil and they did nothing. And therefore, they have the same burden of responsibility and also of consequence. So just to kind of tie this up, we often say that a Jew's favorite mitzvah, and I mentioned this last time, is Hochich Tochichas HaMisecha. We love telling other Jews when they're doing things wrong. There's always the guy in shul who loves to yell out the correction when the Baal Kriya makes a mistake, even if it's not a mistake. We love to tell people that they're doing mitzvahs wrong. But what about when there's real evil taking place? Are we speaking up? If we think about what's going on in the world today, how much are we using our voices to speak up against the evil that we're seeing in the world? How world opinion is changing against us, against Israel, and things like that. We have the ability to be mochim, if we have the ability to protest, the ability to stand up and speak out against evildoers, we should do so, because if not, we will be held culpable for our silence. Thanks for joining us this week. Hope everyone has a peaceful and restful Shabbos. Please continue davening Chalei Tzvah Gnei Yisrael, L'chol Yisrael, safe return of our hostages, and do a mitzvah. Leili Nishmas Seren Daniel Shimon Ben Harav Daron Bishelli. Hashem Yikum Damo. Shabbat Shalom. See you here next time.